right now. I mean, speaking of celebrities, here in studio, Bob Cutler from Novio's Bistro is in the house with us. That's always cause
that's
for celebration.
That's a hard transition.
That's
using that celebrity as loosely as possible.
But you did bring a special guest with you today. I want to make sure I get this right when it comes to the title. And this is from Wikipedia, so it has to be accurate. The director of the Sustainable Seafood and Health Initiative at the Center for Health and the Global Environment at the Harvard School of Public Health, Barton Siever, joining us. And first of all, Barton, how the hell do you get all that on a business card? Yeah.
Well, actually, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit, and it doesn't fit on Twitter. But so I tend to go by chef and neighbor.
That works, as a
better terminology for actually what I do and why we're here today and generous invitation of Bob and Novio's Bistro.
Well, very cool. You've been working with Dustin. You had a lunch today, and that I'm sure that went amazingly well.
Yeah, great reviews, great response from the people who were able to join us. And I'm happy as a business owner, so that's something.
So, Barton, for you, what persuaded you to come on up and connect with Bob and Dustin and the folks at Novio's?
Well, it's a great opportunity. My wife and I are down in South Freeport. And so this is a nice little jaunt up the coast, up into Bangor for the day. And this is actually my wife's hometown.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. She is born and raised here in Bangor. And
fantastic.
So it's a nice little opportunity to come back. But so I've just recently published a new book called American Seafood, which is a narrative tale of the history of our American seafood industry. A lot of that focused here in Maine, obviously, where that industry was really grown and born and really kind of came into its own. And the opportunity to come up here to Novio's Bistro tonight to celebrate the men and women who work on our water, provide food for our tables, and such delightful opportunity for us to come together, celebrate, and eat good food.
Well, fishing has driven the economy here for forever. I mean, you look at, I think still at the State House in Massachusetts is a giant stuffed cod, the fish that built Massachusetts, and it's been such a huge part of what we do around here. But there was also that impression for a lot of years that there was an endless supply of fish in the ocean, and now we certainly know that's not the case.
Sure, but we also know, along with those hard lessons learned, we've also learned how to do it right. And the regulations that we have in this country, sure, they're always changing. They always need to be tweaked. But really, they're by and large, they're really very successful. And I think we have a lot of opportunity to now, as a community, as a culture, to really begin to look back and to say, why does seafood matter to us? It matters to us, especially here in Maine, because it represents the livelihoods of so many men and women in our community. It represents 5, 6, 7 generations of heritage and opportunity for us to genuflect to our past. But it also represents, I think, an economic geography that we have yet to fully occupy. When we look at our waters, when we look at the opportunity that we have out there to create jobs, to create food security, to create new cultural experiences, you know, this is why people come to Maine, and I think this is our opportunity to really begin to put Maine back onto the fore of what a new American economy can be based around sustainable fisheries and sustainable aquaculture as well.
So, Bob, you've got a special dinner coming up tonight. I assume is that sold out?
It's sold out in hours. I feel like it's sold out pretty quickly.
But we get to give it a try, right?
Well, you actually get. Dustin wanted to do something nice for you because you figured you needed a little bit of a sugar boost today.
Oh,
so
this is
a house-made whoopie pie. That got Carrie's attention.
Yeah.
With Vespertino cream, which is a almost like a silver tequila based cream for it. So a little different. We went away from the sea. Oddly enough, on a day we definitely should have committed to seafood, we went away from seafood. Uh-huh. But this is, we're going for the sugar rush on it as the boys are cramming in the kitchen right now for to get ready for the dinner.
Talk among yourselves.
I just need some milk. That's all you need. So,
wow.
Yeah, I think Dustin doesn't show. I mean, he's been on air a couple times with us. He doesn't show a lot of excitement or anything else, but he's been really excited for this dinner for a while. And not only that, but it's nice when guests are messaging us and saying like, any changes? Are we still good? Is this still happening? Is Barton coming? Is he, you know, there's a lot of excitement around it. And it's truly an honor to have somebody as accomplished as Chef Siever, you know, in our kitchen and helping us. And it's just another learning experience for our staff, front of house and back house.
And of course, it plays right into what you've been doing since you opened, which is relying whenever you can on local producers, local fishermen.
Yeah. And this meal is produced, the seafood is coming, with the exception of the oysters, which is coming from the Nonsuch River in Scarborough. Everything is coming from the Gulf of Maine, and all the vegetables are produced locally and everything else. So it's going to be, without intentionally calling it an all Maine dinner, it's falling in as an all Maine dinner. And the tie-in with Maine Beer Company and their philosophy of the 1% give back, Woods and Waters going to the park in Millinocket, it also tells a story of sustainability. Not as much seafood as other sustainability, but the stories and the process mesh so well together, which is important for everyday contribution for our business.
Bob Cutler of Novio's Bistro here in studio with us. Of course, you can go to noviosbistro.com, check out the menu, make your reservations, find out what else is going on. Barton Seaver, chef and neighbor, is here in studio with us as well. And Barton, what is the future of aquaculture for those of us here in Maine?
Well, we have such an incredible opportunity to use what is the longest coastline in America, outside of Alaska, you know, here in Maine, with the existing infrastructure of cold supply chain, of cold storage, of an apprenticeship program of maritime skills, especially through the lobster industry. But really looking at oysters, clams, mussels, scallops, seaweed, sea greens, whatever you want to call them. So the opportunity that is there to utilize existing infrastructure, to utilize existing skills, to utilize existing cultural relevance of jobs on the water, to begin to create new opportunities, new mechanisms. And this is not a replacement by any means for what is already here, but rather this is an opportunity to grow, to augment, to expand, and to improve upon the economic opportunities offered to us by wild fisheries. And you know what? I mean, why do people come to Maine in the summer? It's because it's the God most beautiful place on earth, and it's the best tasting food anywhere this world has to offer for us. And we actually get to invent new products. We get to invent new industry. And wow, what a compelling narrative that is, especially when we look back into our history and to discover why seafood mattered to us so much as a country, so that we can discover why it matters to us so much still.
Now, you've worked at some of the best restaurants around. You've been named Chef of the Year by Esquire. What is it about being here in Maine and now living in Maine that appeals to you as some of those same things you talked about, I'm sure? But from the perspective of a chef, what opportunities are provided by being here in Maine full time?
Just the provenance of product. When we talk about Maine lobster, why does it taste so good here in Maine? Is because you can understand the culture around it. I've just got such respect for the men and women of that industry, such respect for the heritage and the culture of it, and the opportunity to come here and to be a part of the communities, to be a part of their well-being. When I work towards sustainability within food systems, what we're really talking about is the well-being and the sustainability of my neighbors, the economic opportunity, the quality of education, the ability to follow in a great granddaddy's bootsteps to take helm of that lobster boat. And so it's just a huge honor. It's an honor to be a part of the culture that has long sustained me as a business person, long sustained me as a curious cook with great, compelling ingredients. And so the opportunity to be here to celebrate not only the products, but the people and the place.
Portland has had such a thriving restaurant scene for so many years, but we're so proud around here of what's been happening in downtown Bangor. And I want to pump up Bob, for God's sakes, but what he's doing at Novio's Bistro and others in the downtown area in particular, by putting the emphasis back on local restaurants, back on food that is from the state of Maine whenever possible. That's done so much to us, and I know as a lifer here, we take great pride in that, and it's so exciting to see what people like Bob and others are doing.
Yeah, well, it's sure honor to be a part of it, and it's even in the dead of winter, we find a way to make ingredients here from Maine super compelling and interesting and worthy of celebration and gathering, and it's exactly what we're doing tonight.
It's going to be awesome. I show more excitement than a lot of people do, but this is, I was talking to some people at dinner and I was like, it's game day. Like it's Sunday, it's game day. It's like the big game. It's like, I don't know. And this is going to be an awesome thing. And the nice thing is the lessons we're learning and the stories that we're learning and how to tell them and how to experience them, we'll be able to continue on, not only tonight, the sold out event, but throughout, you know, the coming months and menu cycles and everything else. We'll be able to feature and work with some creative proteins that, you know, help with the economic effects of us featuring those products and everything else. And there's, you know, just doing our small part in a much, much bigger story.
That's very cool. And by the way, I will say the sustainability of that whoopie pie, I give it about 3 minutes once we get to commercial break. So that was pretty amazing, too.
165 seconds. Go.
Yep. Boom. Just like that. Well, it's going to be a great night. We look forward. You're going to take some pictures tonight, right?
Absolutely.
We look forward to seeing that and hearing all about it. Barton Seaver, so great to have you here in Bangor. Thanks for stopping in.
I so appreciate the opportunity.
And Bob, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
Have fun tonight. Novio's Bistro, Hammond Street in Bangor, noviosbistro.com.